Hey everybody, this is Clay, and this is the episode where I talk about the podcast rebrand and where I am going with my podcast. So thanks for joining me for this episode with just me. Okay, for starters, I just want to say that I appreciate every listener that has come back and has joined me for this return to the microphone. I am back behind my microphone, and I'm so excited to be here. So after much ado and after much awesome critiques and people, you know, constantly saying like they wanted me to bring it back and I really should bring it back, I have decided to bring it back. And how things are going to work, they're going to be a little different this time. So I will be doing it by myself, and I will have special guests on. So I have so many special guests that are already scheduled to be on the podcast, and I just kind of wanted to catch up in this episode to kind of, you know, let you guys know where I've been, what I've been doing, and what this last year plus has been like for me. So the last time we had talked, I was a manager at Mom Pa Pizza in Delta, Pennsylvania, and I unfortunately don't work there anymore, and I have moved on to a different career opportunity at Wawa, and after 3 months, I moved up to, from a CSA, which is a customer service associate, to a team soup. So now I am a supervisor, and I moved up in a very short period of time, so I'm pretty proud of that. But with that and with having goals and aspirations in the business world, I also had a goal to bring back the podcast, and I kept dragging my feet on it because I kept saying, like, I need a co-host. I need somebody to be able to talk to. I need somebody to be able to relate to. And I couldn't find somebody that really fit that shoes, filled those shoes. And with that, I kept making excuses after excuses after excuses. And so since the last time that we had talked, I have a new boyfriend, and he has been, you know, really good with saying like, Clay, you need to do this. Like, you need to stop making excuse after excuse and just do it and just have fun with it. And then like a lot of other people kept saying it, and they kept saying, you know, just fucking do it. Like, you're making excuses and you're great at it, so just fucking do it. So I'm back and I'm just fucking doing it. And I brought it back kind of a big deal because, you know, it's got a special place in my heart. I started it during the pandemic and it really started to grow. A lot of people loved it. And so I didn't want to like start from fresh, but also, I wanted to have my own spin on it and do my own thing and be free with what I'm doing with my podcast and my ideas and my goals in the world of podcasting is a lot different now. And the way that I see things, it's a lot different. So I am going to be doing a weekly guest. So instead of it just being one steady co-host, it's going to be a guest co-host. So there's also going to be episodes where it's just me. I am planning on bringing in one of my friends named Rasheem to do an entertainment section. So that's fun. And I just really want to be able to talk about a wide variety of topics and just meet new people. And meeting new people is so fun. And a lot of these guests that I have coming on, I know them. I've met them before, but I don't know them in a large scale. So I'm still getting to know them. So that would be really fun and really cool to like get to know them through podcasting. And so that's something that's awesome. And hopefully I can get a exclusive with Miss Nikki Taylor when she wins Miss Gay Maryland America 2023. But anyways, that's to be determined. So there's just so much that I'm so excited for, and my life has been so much better. I'm in a completely different spot than I was before. And I've grown. I've learned a lot of things. And I'm still continuing to grow as we speak. So with the podcast and everything that I'll be doing, it's all going to be about that growth. And it's going to be about other people's growth. And, you know, bringing on people that are in the LGBTQIA+ community, bringing in people that are there to, you know, want to talk about their stories and want to share things and stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited about all of this. And I wanted to include, you know, like true crime, you know, like off the beaten path type stuff with like the weird of the world and things like that. And even entertainment news, like it's all things that I enjoy and it's all things that other people enjoy. And I'm really excited to be able to kind of bring all of those concepts in and all of that stuff full force. And I'm just so fucking excited. But, so I think that's all that I really have, at this point. I mean, I'm kind of lost for words. Like, this is so amazing and I'm so excited. And I know this is going to be such a short episode, but I just really wanted to touch base with you guys and let you guys know that I haven't forgotten about you and I appreciate everyone as listeners. And I am back and I'm going to be doing this for a really long time. So this is the hobby that I love doing and I'm so excited for it. Oh, and just to fill you guys in, I did finally try drag. I know. I'll give you guys a minute to let it sink in. But yeah, I did finally try it. And honestly, it wasn't for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be 100% honest about this. I enjoyed it while I did it. I thought it was fun. But I'm kind of girly outside of like in like normal day life. So when like I get into drag, I feel like I butch up a lot. So yeah, it really wasn't for me, to be 100% frank. And but I do appreciate all of the support that I got from, you know, the BF and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, he was really great through it all and helped me, you know, to, you know, do those two shows that I did do. And I was so excited for it and I had a lot of fun doing it. And I just think that I got in my head a lot. And with podcasting, I don't get in my head. Like, I just sit here in front of this microphone and I just talk, you know? And on top of that, like, one of the things that I've been wanting to get into for a while, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, which all those episodes will stay up. So if you guys want to go back to the beginning and like listen to where kind of a big deal was when it started and how it evolved, I'm going to keep those episodes up. I'm not going to delete that. That is history that is still there. It's still a part of this podcast. It's still a part of the life of the podcast. So I don't really want to delete that. I know at one point I was posting like bonus episodes, that were like the old school, podcasts that I had originally done, like Off the Beaten Path, and things like that. So I can continue to do that if that's something that people like. It's like bonus episodes to, you know, like go down memory lane and like see the history of the my podcasting life and, you know, where I've come and how much I've grown. Because in the beginning it sounded like crap and it was horrible. And I'm not going to even, you know, deny that at all. It was completely atrocious. And where I am now with it, with like having the equipment that I have and the confidence that I have, it's completely different. So that's something that's really cool, is to like go back and like listening to all those different episodes. So they will stay up. But yeah, so I just kind of don't really think that drag was my thing, but I did try it. I can cross it off of my bucket list, and I'm not going to look back when I'm 60 years old and be like, oh, play. Why didn't you try that when you were younger? Oh, you missed out. So that's good. So then, you know, life is all about taking chances and risks and doing things that, you know, you never really thought that you would do. And I'm really excited for, like, you know, where the next year goes and where everything with the podcast goes and, you know, what we grow and develop as a podcast. You know, this is a brand and I'm building a brand. And, you know, in the beginning, it just kind of felt like it was just kept falling apart and I kept trying and trying and trying. And so, like, this time I'm doing it my way. It's mine. It's all mine. And this is my baby and I'm going to grow it. And, you know, as far as like hobbies and stuff, like, this is literally what I love to do. I love sitting behind this microphone and talking. And I'm a talker, like, in general, in everyday life. Like, I don't shut up. Like, just ask the BF. Like, he'll tell you. Like, sometimes he's like, can you please, like, have a remote that comes with you so I can just, like, hit the mute button. But, so, I'm so excited for this. I'm, like, shaking. I'm so excited. Like, this is just amazing. And I can't believe that I am back and everything. So, I just want to real quick say that we do have guest hosts lined up. So, Jessica Jones will be joining us. Yes, Miss Jessica Jones will be joining us on an episode. We also will most likely hear from Miss Laura Ashley. Some queens, Miss Miranda Wright is going to be joining us. Casey Marshall will be joining us. He's a doll. And he's actually one of the people that came up with just fucking do it. So kind of like my little new catchphrase with the rebrand. But I do want everybody to always be a big deal. That, you know, so that's going to stay around because, you know, we should always be a big deal and strive to be a big deal. But so with that being said, and you probably just heard my dog jumping off of the bed. With that being said, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. And I'm going to say that thank you, every single person that is joining me. Every single person that is coming forward and listening, all of my previous listeners and everything like that. Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Dogs, you know. I just want to say that I appreciate everybody and thank you so much for joining me. And I promise that every single other episode will sound so much better than this and I will edit them and everything will be good. But this one, I kind of just wanted it to be raw and upfront and honest about everything. And I just hit my microphone. Like, I'm so out of practice, guys. Like, so out of practice. And maybe that it's just because, like, the anxiety of, like, coming back and, like, doing this by myself. Like, I'm so used to having somebody that I can bounce things off of. And I'm so much funnier when I have people around that, you know, like, I get my jokes and, like, can kind of, like, make their own jokes on top of my jokes and feed off of each other type of thing. But I'm going to do the best job that I can, and I know I can do it, and this is going to be fucking fantastic, and I'm so fucking stoked to be able to grace your ears with my angelic voice again. That's pretty much all that I have, and I know this is like a 15 minute podcast, but I mean, you know, podcasts back in the day were 15 minutes, so maybe I'm just throwing it back, girl. So So without further ado, I would like to say have a great week and so many blessings to you and always be a big deal and just fucking do it.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around.